Sharon Allset this morning. Good morning.
Thank you, Scott. Good morning, everyone. The school voucher issue goes to court this morning. A group, including the State Teachers Association, is asking a judge to block Indiana's new voucher law, contending it violates the state's constitution by providing money to religious schools. Governor Mitch Daniels says he is completely confident the voucher law will be upheld. A hearing is scheduled to start at 9 a.m. in Marion County Court. Franklin Township families and school officials are hoping for a smoother student drop-off this morning after delays on Wednesday. The superintendent is blaming statewide policy changes for deep cuts to the district's transportation budget. Yesterday, those cuts left parents faced with the choice of paying for their students' busing or braving a traffic nightmare to take kids to school themselves. As State Impact Indiana's Kyle Stokes reports, the superintendent says he's just as frustrated as the parents.
Franklin Township Superintendent Walter Burke believes property tax caps voters approved last November are largely to blame for deep cuts in the district's transportation budget. He says those caps effectively cut off a $16 million revenue stream to the district.
But now families have to pay for the services that were once paid by property tax owners or property owners through property taxes. And you're going to find that's going to be the case with more and more and more in the future of Indiana.
After a district-wide levy failed last May, Franklin Township said they would start charging families more than $40 per child to ride the bus each month. The result? Long lines of cars like this one outside Franklin Township Middle School East. One parent waiting in the line lamented there had to be a better way for the district to make ends meet. Burke says the schools didn't do a great job of handling student pickup when classes let out. And he says school and district officials are trying to figure out a better way to handle all the traffic. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.
A 15-year-old Lafayette boy who set a fire that destroyed four school buses has been sentenced to spend the maximum 22 more days in secure detention, followed by treatment at a children's center. The boy pleaded guilty last month to juvenile charges of arson and four counts of criminal mischief. The June fire destroyed four school buses outside an elementary school near Lafayette, causing nearly $500,000 in damage. The boy already has spent 68 days in secure detention, and 90 days is the max for a juvenile. The Indianapolis-Marion County Public Library is shortening its name to the Indianapolis Public Library. Focus groups have told library leaders that the name better reflects how people view the library and how they refer to it. A rebranding will also include a new library logo. Families with farms that have survived at least 100 years have been honored at the Indiana State Fair. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
72 family farms received the Hoosier Homestead Award. In order to be eligible, farms had to have been owned by the same family for more than 100 consecutive years and consist of 20 acres or more, or produce at least $1,000 worth of agricultural products per year. Lieutenant Governor Becky Skillman says the award is meant to honor the state's farming tradition.
This is just a small way for the state of Indiana to say thank you.
Mike Crosby's farm in Adams County has been in his family for 175 years. He says he's grateful to the state for the award.
It means a lot to us, you know, to be in the family since 1836. A lot of heritage there. A lot of things happen on that farm, and hopefully another 200 years, a lot more will happen.
For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
WFYI weather, sunny today and tomorrow with highs near 81, clear tonight, low 59. Saturday, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely, high 81. And Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, high 80. Right now, it's clear, 59 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allset.
Okay, Sharon, thank you very much. It is 6:34, almost 6:35 now at WFYI. The Colts have just one practice today at 2 o'clock this afternoon.